Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Around this time in every election year, people start talking about an October surprise. You know, some dramatic last-minute event that can change the outcome. The term October surprise dates from 1980. Ronald Reagan feared that President Jimmy Carter would bring home the U.S. hostages in Iran right before the election. Didn't happen. Reagan won. But in 2016, the FBI announced a last-minute investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. She lost. Our current president has made it clear he'd do almost anything to get reelected, even covering up a pandemic, sending troops into U.S. cities, trashing the Postal Service to limit mail-in ballots. Oh, he's already done all that. So, what's left? A lot. Here are some last-minute surprises the president just might spring on us. 1. Start a war. He's already threatened violence against Iran and in the South China Sea, but sending our troops to fight overseas might be a little risky. Besides, after calling them suckers and losers, he might not want to have to rely on them right now. 2. Start a civil war. Our president has tried to turn the protests over police violence into a national emergency. But things are calming down a little, so he may have to send his white nationalist friends into the cities to stir up trouble again. 3. Start a culture war. He's been railing against police defunding school curriculums, suburban housing projects, to little avail. He could still try to ban gay marriage, outlaw Islam, start shooting immigrants. Not likely. 4. Find a vaccine. Experts say there won't really be one for a year or so, but he still might declare the coronavirus pandemic over, because some people will believe anything. Actually, there's really not much the president can do to ensure his reelection at this point. Most voters have made up their minds. Besides, we've had hurricanes and wildfires, a fight over the Supreme Court, peace deals in the Middle East, salacious books by his associates and family members, also Bob Woodward. None of these has had much effect on the polls. Trump has lost the ability to astonish, impress, or outrage us any more than he already has. That doesn't mean he won't try. So fasten your seatbelts. We may be in for a whole October's worth of surprises. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.